Hi Tom, I've come to talk to you about Cowork Central.
Thank you very much.
So, what is Cowork Central?
Well, it's a shared space for people who might otherwise be working at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone who might otherwise be cooped up. And the type of people that, you know, modern jobs, you know, modern
right.
creative jobs, like writers, translators, uh-huh. Creative people, journalists, designers, architects. People that don't have a kind of fixed workplace,
mm-hmm.
but want somewhere nice to hang out with nice people and a fun environment to work in.
Good. So people who work on their own and want a bit of company and a desk.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. The idea is a very flexible space, because especially in this, you know, Portuguese market with the economy as it is, the freelancers here don't have, you know, the freelance economy is less developed. You know, I'm British, and in London, the freelance economy is very, very well developed. It's very well established that, you know, there are all sorts of virtual teams working together all the time on coming together just for a particular project, a bit like the film industry, and then disbanding again. You know, now that's, things are set up much more along those lines. Portugal is not quite there yet, but the idea is to try and nurture that, the collaborative spirit, to get people together to work in teams and then to meet each other and really have a space where, when you've got work, come here and work. When you haven't got work, stay at home and do your washing.
So why you? Why did you decide to start it?
Helen and I are both freelancers.
Mm-hmm.
She's an illustrator. I'm a web developer. And the idea was to really have an opportunity to meet new people. You know,
mm-hmm.
we live in Lisbon. We're both working for clients mainly outside. Knowing that it's such a creative, vibrant city, and not knowing where to find these people, so we thought this opportunity came along for this space, and we thought, okay, great, let's try and make it happen.
Tell me about what space you've got.
So we have two main co-working rooms of about 8 desks each. The main room has music, in theory, theoretically has music, if has speakers so that people can listen to music. So I expect there will be fights over the long term, over whether to listen to ABBA or, you know, AC/DC.
So what about the other room?
So the other room is conceptually a little quieter. More a place for sort of working in small teams, and, you know, less social room. We've got quieter, more focused space.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both similar sizes. They both have wonderful views of the river.
They do, because we're in Cais de Sodré, which is an amazing place to be. I'm really lucky to have found somewhere down here. Right next to the metro, right next to the dock. And you've got a little kitchen, so you can...
Got a little kitchen, exactly, so that people can bring their leftovers or their soup
mm-hmm.
or their, you know, toast or whatever to make and eat here without, you know, freelancers don't have much money, so
yeah.
Bring some food from home, save your money, drink our coffee. And
what's this room we're in?
So we're in the meeting room. Well, it's a kind of mixed meeting / chill out room. But if you want to go somewhere for have a phone call or want somewhere just to unwind away from your desk, you can come here. It also doubles as a meeting room, so people can. It has doors, it has blinds, so people can make it private and meet their clients. Because that's another very important part of the concept
mm-hmm.
we're trying to create, is a space for freelancers and small businesses to be able to meet their clients. To present a professional image for them, of them and their
yes.
outfit. And part of that is having a kind of professional base
mm-hmm.
to do that from, rather than your kitchen or your some
sure.
coffee shop somewhere. So
sure.
it's to provide that kind of a kind of base. You only pay when you use it, but you can come whenever you like. You know,
brilliant.
You feel it's your space.
And how are you going to be managing people wanting a desk?
Well, in time, the idea is that you will be able to log in
mm-hmm.
at night or whenever from
yeah.
the comfort of your own home and check if there's availability the next day online.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll literally be able to have a picture of the rooms and literally choose the desk that you want to. If you really like a particular view or
right.
you know, are working with someone in particular and really want a quiet corner to do your projects.
But like then, airport check-in then?
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. Yeah, or more. Yeah, like exactly. Like yeah, exactly. Choosing your seats.
Brilliant idea. And what about cost? How much is it going to cost?
So for a full day, if you don't buy a pass, you basically save money if you buy
mm-hmm.
buy in bulk. So if you buy 10 days, it's €100,
mm-hmm.
And that includes IVA
right.
already, because we're targeting small businesses that
mm-hmm.
have expenses to to coming back. So we'll give you a receipt and it'll all be brilliant. Above board. And if you just turn up for one day, then it's €12.50. And if brilliant. It's half a day, it's €8. So very much, you know,
really,
accessible.
Really, really accessible. That's really
you'd probably spend more money if you sat in the coffee shop all day.